AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A day after 25% tariffs went into effect on imports from Canada and Mexico, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We are going to give a one-month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd, but at the request of the companies associated with USMCA, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
On Wall Street, Seth Sutel reports.
That raised hopes that the U.S. may avoid a damaging trade war. Relieved investors sent Ford's stock 5.8% higher. GM stock rose 7.2%.
More broadly, the S&P and the Dow each rose 1.1%, while the Nasdaq added 1.5%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 180 employees laid off 2 weeks ago can come back to work. Hai Panjwani has more.
Emails with the subject line, "Read this email immediately," went out to some probationary employees who got termination notices last month. It said that a February 15th termination notice had been rescinded. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is planning what's described in an internal memo as an aggressive reorganization to include cutting 80,000 jobs. An appeals court has removed the head of the Office of Special Counsel, the federal watchdog agency, in the latest legal fight over the president's authority. President Trump's issued what he's called a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages held in Gaza. That came in a social media post after a meeting with 8 former hostages at the White House. At the same time, the White House confirms U.S. officials have engaged in direct talks with Hamas officials. Powerful storms have been sweeping across the country. 3 killed in Mississippi, tornado warnings in the Carolinas, Florida, and Virginia. While in Texas, high winds and dry vegetation are fueling wildfires. This is AP News. In hockey, the Capitals are in New York tonight to play the Rangers, with Alex Ovechkin just 10 goals from matching Wayne Gretzky's NHL career goals record. Mike Kempen on his chase.
Ovechkin has scored more power play goals than anyone in NHL history, so many coming from the left faceoff circle that it became known as his spot on the ice. But his two-decade brilliance comes not just from one location, but an evolution of his game. St. Louis Blues coach Jim Montgomery played against Ovechkin.
He scores goals from everywhere, and I think the true test to his intelligence and creativity is the fact that he's done it for so many years as the league has continued to change.
Players also credit the speed of Ovechkin's shot and his release that allows him to fling the puck at the net unexpectedly at times. Ovechkin has 884 career goals, 10 shy of Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.